This EPN episode is brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook and 14-day trial today by signing up at audiblepodcast.com/EPN.
You're listening to EPN.
This is Mitch Joel of Twist Image and author of Six Pixels of Separation. Join me weekly for the Six Pixels of Separation podcast right here on EPN.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business leading to business success. Today we are with Alan Jordan, managing partner of the Far Point Alliance, an innovative, results-oriented marketing technology expert with more than 25 years of proven experience in creating and managing search marketing, social media marketing, and online reputation management strategies for clients wishing to increase their revenues, online traffic, and maintain a positive brand image. His passion and expertise for everything internet has led to interviews by multiple media outlets such as CNET, MSNBC, New York Times, and New Jersey Star-Ledger. Alan Jordan, welcome to Enterprise Radio on EPN.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning to you. So what is search marketing? Let's just start there.
Well, search marketing includes several things. It's also known as online marketing, but includes your free or organic search results that you will see in search engines such as Google, Yahoo, and Bing. It also includes the paid search that you find in Google, Yahoo, and Bing. These will be the ones that are at the top and down the side. That's usually shaded in a different color. Those are actually paid search positions. It also includes anything that you can do with the search engines. Some of the things that are new popped up is incorporating some of your social media, and your online reputation, of course, is also a part of it.
Does search marketing really work?
Yes, it does. I like to say it works because you have to take the analogy of the Yellow Pages. You know, we were raised in a period when Yellow Pages were abound, hard copies. And when you needed something like a plumber or an electrician, and, you went directly to the Yellow Pages, picked the ad that was most appealing to you, and you made the phone call. The point is that you didn't use the Yellow Pages just because they were there. You didn't pick them up to read them as a book. You picked it when you wanted to make a purchase, and you picked the people that were presented to you. Usually the biggest and most colorful ads were chosen. So in that vein, search marketing is our today's Yellow Pages. People use the search engines. They go directly to them. And you're only using the search engine at this point for three different things. I call them the three E's: entertainment, education, and e-commerce. So if you're going there because you need a plumber, you're going to do a search for a plumber, whether it's local, and you're going to get the search results back, and you're going to make that, you're going to click on that link and go to that website.
Couldn't have been explained any better. So how has search marketing influenced the marketing process today? I know you touched on it just a little bit, but could you take that a little further?
Well, probably much to your chagrin, radio advertising, television advertising, all type of broadcasting advertisement is actually decreasing over the years, along with television. More and more services move to the internet, sort of like with Hulu.com, where you can watch your TV on internet. You're not watching broadcasts anymore. The ones that's on the internet have limited commercials. So basically what's happening is that the opportunity to market your products in a hard copy way, whether it's broadcast or even magazines or newspapers, is shrinking every year. More and more is going to the search engines. And since a large element of it is free, any business, especially a small business that has a limited marketing budget, should really make an effort to take advantage of that.
Today we are with Alan Jordan, Managing Partner of the Far Point Alliance, an innovative, results-orientated marketing technology expert with more than 25 years of proven experience here on Enterprise Radio, brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. You can listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. One of the books that is available for listening is one that has impacted me personally and is highly recommended by many of my peers. And that is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and that is available at audible.com. You can get a free audiobook and 14-day trial today by signing up at audiblepodcast.com/EPN. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/EPN. Alan, how important is being in the top 10 of search engines?
Well, probably that's the most important factor. The top 10 is, you know, everyone's always jockeying for position. But the top 10 gets the most traffic and obviously the most sales. 99% of all people, when they use a search engine, and you can think about this yourself, never go past the third page in the results. So with that in mind, the top 10 positions receive about 78% more traffic than those in 12 and 30. So you really want to be on that first page because that is where all the revenue is going to come from. Also, 65% of all online sales, and that's, think of that huge number, 65% is generated from those who's in the top three positions. Now, online sales is projected to be about a $250 billion piece of all sales by 2014. So this is, which is about 8 to 10% of all sales will be generated online. So it's very important for you to get a presence. If you can't get in that top three positions, get to that top 10.
Can search marketing make a small business more competitive?
Oh, definitely, because if you do a good job of getting to that first page, you're going to be in the first page with the giants. And when people are looking for a certain product, as long as you can deliver it to them, and, you know, companies like FedEx, of course, have made it very easy for overnight type of deliveries. Amazon does a pretty good job of it also delivering. So you can compete with these big companies as long as you can get your product out the door in time.
And what would you say is the biggest challenge in regards to search marketing?
Well, you can do it yourself. Any small business person can do it themselves. I'm in the business. I recommend hiring a professional, not just because I'm in the business, but if you are not car savvy, you know, think of it this way. If you have a problem with your car, you take it to a mechanic. You don't necessarily go and try to do it yourself, especially with these new cars with all the computers in them and things like that. You may not even have the tools for it. So I recommend that anyone go out and hire a search marketing professional, regardless of who it is, in order to make it happen for them to get onto that first page. Like I said, you can do it yourself. It takes a lot of work. And also, when you get to the first page, remember that your competitors are also working to be in the first page. So it's like that kids game, King of the Hill. You get there, but someone's trying to knock you off the same day that you get there, and they're going to do the effort. So when you stop doing the effort, they're going to continue the effort, and they will knock you off. So getting to the first page is one challenge, but staying there is the bigger challenge.
He is Alan Jordan, Managing Partner of the Far Point Alliance, an innovative, results-orientated marketing technology expert with more than 25 years of proven experience. Far Point Alliance is a search marketing and online reputation management solutions company. The website, farpointalliance.com. Alan, thanks so much for joining us this morning on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And we thank you for tuning in.
The rhino naturally possesses vision, naturally possesses power, communication, endurance came to my mind, conviction, a tremendous support system, huge heart, obviously. You're talking about, you know, several tons. and they have great balance. These are organic qualities needed, I think, to be a leader in today's complex economy. So it really became a reality for me, and the lessons that I learned from the Rhino really took me in many directions and surprised me in many ways. And I think that that really explains, you know, why the Rhino for me became my unlikely guru and my personal guide towards leadership mastery and the main focus and the purpose for me to write the book in the first place.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.